Hello all, this is Sweet Lemon. My alias is Sweet Lemon. My name is Frances Lillian Bynum. I want to say hello to everybody. Give a shout out to all the entertainers out there. People that are trying to make sure that we smile every single day. There are a couple of things that I want to make sure we point out, talk about today. It's going to be a very small segment, just like always. But we want to talk about depression. There are a few people that have committed suicide just within the last couple of days. And so not really understanding what the thought process is or what they're lacking. I'm sure most of us get down at different times. And so if there are family members or friends that see that somebody's behavior is changing, reach out to them. Give them a hug or to see if maybe they want to go to lunch or a walk in the park. When somebody's depressed, the best thing for them is exercise and sun. And there are different hotlines that people can contact to try and get some form of help. And some people may not think that they need that, you know, to go to such drastic measures, but it's not going to hurt either. You know, if you go speak to a specialist, see, let them know what's going on with you, the different feelings that you're having, because we all struggle with different things. It could be finances. It could be love. It could be, am I praising God in the right way? Or, your children, issues with work, and not all of us are good with dealing with those things. So in order for you to make sure that you're okay, you want to make sure that you're doing a self-check, speak with a counselor. It's definitely not going to hurt you. I always advise reading the Bible, but speak with somebody that's that works in that field that may be able to pick up on if you are going to be able to continue without medication. And there's nothing wrong with medication if you need it. Or if maybe you just need to get something off of your chest. There are some hotlines that people can call, as mentioned before, for depression, suicidal thoughts. Some are 24 hours. If internet is available, the website is www.mentalhelp.net. And if you go there, you should be able to read some information, look through the wellness information, talks about personal development, medical disorders, see if that some of the information that's provided is something that you may be going through or somebody that you love. If it's something that they need, because we know that sharing is caring, and they have to different telephone numbers for different states. So I am in Atlanta. Let me see if I can locate. No. Well, if you call one of these numbers, then they'll give you the number for the perfect location for you. There is a 1-800 number. And this is for substance abuse and mental health. And it is 1-800-662-HELP. Help, the numbers for help is 4357. So again, that number is 1-800-662-4357. And there is also a suicide prevention line that is provided. It's called National Hope Network, and that telephone number is 1-800-SUICIDE, 1-800-784-2433. If you're having any sort of difficulties, before you make a drastic decision and hurt yourself or someone else, because when you take your life, it's not just taking your life. You are hurting the people that you leave behind, and so you want to make sure that you think about that. It is, and in that moment, you may have so much self-doubt. You may think that there's nothing that you're able to do. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. But if people that don't know you are trying to reach out to you, trying to make sure that you are okay, somebody loves you. We care. There are shelters if you don't have a home. And you can always call 211. 211 will give you the information for what is in your area. So I believe it's hit #211 or either *211. And they will be able to provide places where you can get food as well as shelters. And if you're having problems paying your bills, they may be able to assist you with locating a facility that's able to assist you in that way as well. And so it's never, it should never be a thought to just give up on life at all. And if you ever feel like you're going that route, make sure you reach out to somebody that will be able to assist you and can get to you in that moment to be able to assist. So I want to make sure that I mentioned that because, you know, don't want to mention any names, but there have been several this year, but just within the last couple of weeks, just seeing that it doesn't matter what your wealth status is. It doesn't matter if you have family. It doesn't matter about what your name is. People get depressed and people need help. And so we want to make sure that we're cognizant of all situations. As far as employment, there are different positions that are open in different fields. Some things we can talk about, some things I may not be able to speak on. So definitely statefarm.com. Go on there and see what you qualify for. They were hiring for a claims position, a couple of other positions for this week, but it does change every couple of days. So again, that's statefarm.com. You can go on there and see what is available. And for those that I know, I don't mind sending out a referral. So I can send out a referral, but I'm not getting paid for it. and they choose whether or not they're going to hire you. So we don't have a choice on whether or not you get the position. There are other stores companies like Publix, Kroger that will be hiring for the summer. And so if you are within the teenage years, you definitely want to do that. There are also a couple of people that are looking for small positions with teenagers that will be able to, they can bring you in and assist you with locating the job. Some of them may be travel. So you can also message me and ask questions about that, and I'll be able to give specifics on that as well. We have some productions that are coming up. The closer we get to the production date, which are plays, I'll be able to provide that information. If you're interested in being a part of a cast, or if you are interested in being backstage help, send me a message and I'll get the information over to the directors as well as the writers in these different plays. And that's in the Atlanta area. You need to be able to have availability for the afternoon as well as the weekends, definitely. And you can also provide your email address if you want more information, and we'll give you the information on the production as well as who the directors are, so that you can do some Googling and find out information on what they've done in the past and how you'll be able to better assist. So we've given information on jobs that are available as well as different a couple of productions that will be coming out this year, 2018. And we want to make sure that people are mindful about the depression so that they can look out for not just themselves but others, to ensure that we are doing our best to provide love, care, and concern for our friends and our loved ones, and even the people you walk past on the street. Wanted to provide that small bit of information. This is Sweet Lemon. I'm signing out. As always, it's a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.